Daily Breakthrough Bread, August 15, 2026. When the giver asks for the gift, text. Genesis chapter 22, verses 1-19, key verse. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Genesis chapter 22, verse 12, KJV context. Abraham was 75 years old when God called him to leave Haran. Genesis chapter 12, verse 4. God later promised that Sarah would bear him a son through whom he would establish his covenant. Abraham was 100 when Isaac was born. Genesis chapter 21, verse 5, meaning about 25 years had passed since Abraham left Haran. Sarah was 90 when God announced that she would bear Isaac. Genesis chapter 17, verse 17. God had specifically said of Isaac, For in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Genesis chapter 21, verse 12, KJV. Then in Genesis 22, God tested Abraham and commanded him to offer Isaac as a burnt offering. Reflection. Give a child his favorite toy and watch how quickly he takes it from your hand. He trusts you enough to receive it. Then reach out and ask for it back. Suddenly, the toy disappears behind his back. His grip tightens. He turns away, but you are the one who gave it to him. He trusted your hand when it was giving. He does not trust your hand when it is asking. That childish response can expose something deeper in us. God had given Abraham Isaac, the son he had promised, the son Abraham loved. Then God said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Genesis chapter 22, verse 2. KJV, God was asking Abraham to place back into his hands what he had first placed into Abraham's hands. And Abraham went. That was the test. Did Abraham trust God enough to give him anything he asked for? We often find it easy to trust God when he is giving. We thank him for the job, the relationship, the child, the opportunity, the answered prayer. But what happens when the giver asks us to release something we deeply love? That is where trust becomes visible. We may say, Lord, everything I have is yours, until he puts his finger on the one thing we desperately want to keep. Then our hands go behind our backs. Not this, Lord. Anything but this. But Genesis 22 asks us, Can you trust the giver enough to release the gift? Verse 12 reveals what God was looking for. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Abraham did not withhold Isaac. God provided the ram. Isaac was preserved. Then God reaffirmed his promise that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Genesis chapter 22, verse 17. KJV Abraham could not see any of this when God first asked him to surrender Isaac. He simply trusted God before he understood what God was doing. That is real faith. God is not wicked toward his children. Whatever you place in God's hands is never wasted. He is faithful to make what you surrender good according to his purposes, whether you see the fruit in this life or in the world to come. What would be hardest for you to give back to God? Your plans? Your children, your money, your career, your dream, your future? What is the one thing you instinctively want to pull behind your back when God asks you to release it? The question is not whether that thing is good. Isaac was good. Isaac was God's gift. The question is whether you trust the giver enough to place the gift back into his hands. Key takeaway: true trust is revealed when we are willing to give God back what we most love, because we trust the giver and know that he is good. Today's challenge: read Genesis chapter 22, verses 1-19 carefully. Ask yourself, what would I struggle most to give God if he asked for it? Do I trust God enough to release it, believing that he is good and that nothing surrendered to him is ever wasted? Prayer. Father, everything I have came through your hands. Teach me to trust you enough to place it back into your hands. This has been Daily Breakthrough Bread from Ever-Growing Christians. Find today's reading and the ones before it at evergrowingchristians.com.